Welcome back to the Expressions of Destiny podcast. This is Jennifer. Today is Monday morning, so happy Monday morning. I am so excited for a new week. Every Monday morning is an opportunity for us to choose joy. I actually have this sign hanging in my bedroom, and it just simply says, "Today I choose joy." And it is a daily reminder that when I wake up, it is my choice. And so I just want to wish you all a very happy Monday and the rest of your week. You are riding along with me again today in the truck as I travel to work. These are actually my most favorite times to record and to spend time talking to you guys. And so thank you for being here with me and allowing me just to talk and share my heart as I drive. It just encourages me just as much as I want to encourage you. And so today, I had these thoughts going on in my mind this morning, just thinking and reflecting on life. This is actually graduation week for my daughters and myself. Graduation month, not week. We're not quite there yet, but it is graduation month. Technically, we graduate on May 2nd and 3rd. And so this entire month leading up to the beginning of May is going to be busy. It's going to be running around, you know, trying to get things ready. We are so excited to be at that finish line, finally done. And has it been an experience. But, you know, also in thinking about where we are, where we've been in this process, it's allowed me to think back and reflect on where we've come from, specifically myself and, you know, my husband and all of those that are from our generation and before. You know, the girls are still young, so they haven't experienced a whole lot as far as work and business. But thinking on just the experiences that we've had, you know, and the moments that we've had, relationship-wise, growing up and going through these different things, you know, I really began to think about where I came from. You know, in high school, I wasn't too concerned about picking a college when everybody else was touring campuses and preparing for that. My heart and my mind was on ministry. And so as long as I was a part of something in ministry, I was happy. My heart was full, you know, I had joy. I was doing the things that I loved. It was ministering through music and singing and being a part of the dance ministries and being a part of the youth Bible studies and doing what I love to do now. Nothing has changed. Encouraging people to just live their life and live it to the abundance of what God intended for us, you know, just to find joy in everything that we do. And so I graduated high school with no plans of college. It was ministry, and was offered an opportunity to be a PE coach at the charter school that was opening up right alongside our church. The two were separate, but they were still together. You know, you have that whole separation of church and state, but the majority of the people who worked there were from the church, you know, so there was this relationship between the two. And I absolutely loved it. I mean, straight out of high school, 18 years old, I'm a PE coach, which technically is a teacher. You know, the only thing I had to do was be in the process of working on my degree, taking night classes, doing something in education. And because it was a charter school, much like a private school, there were no requirements to have a teaching certificate. And so I coached for that first year. And the next year, God just opened up an amazing door for me to be an art teacher in the school. And I went on for the next 5 years teaching art. And I look back and I think, wow, God, what an amazing opportunity that straight out of high school, no college degree, no additional training or school, I got to learn on the job. Here I was teaching. What an amazing opportunity. And so I think about that, but then I think back now, all of the things that I've done, all of the opportunities that I've had, even in full-time ministry, part-time ministry, you know, whatever you want to call it, working multiple other jobs, retail, hotel industry, you know, hospitality, just knowing that I've been given this great life of just moving wherever God tells me to go. But I've also endured a lot of moments of being, feeling like I was invisible, feeling like nobody could see me. You know, I wasn't at that level of other people that were around me. And was that true? No, not really. It's just the way that I saw myself because of comparing myself to other people and what they had and what they had obtained and the things that they had done in comparison to what I had done and the many years of schooling that they had and the bare minimum of college classes that I had to take, you know, just to keep my position as a teacher, but never really finishing anything. I never finished school in the 5 years that I was teaching, or 6 years, really, you know, if you count the year of coaching. 6 years of teaching, and I never finished school, not even an associate's degree. It wasn't until after I left teaching, because I left teaching to go back to school specifically for graphic design, that I went through an entire program, 18 months, and completed my associate's in graphic design and went on to, you know, work on our own business, to be self-employed, contracted, and what another amazing experience. But even through all of that, there was still this feeling of being invisible. Why can't people see me for who I am and for the hard work that I've put in, just because I don't have a piece of paper that says that I went to school? You know, I don't have a completion certificate, which is man-made, by the way, but that's a whole other topic. I've talked on this before, and by no means do I shun education or furthering your education. I just believe that there's so many different ways that it can be done that it should be the person's choice. If they do better in traditional school and they want to go, then great. If they do better, you know, because they're self-taught, then wonderful. If they have a mentor, they choose to study up under somebody that they've known for years, you know, or family member that's already in business, then that's great. Everybody has an opportunity to learn in the way that they know is going to help them grow, but yet we're still, you know, judged and questioned about our choices and our decisions. And this was pretty much the life that, you know, that I've had since high school, is people not seeing the potential, and also knowing so many people in my life that have gone through the same thing. And I only share this to be, you know, open and honest and vulnerable with you, as I always have on this podcast, and to relate with you, because I know there are other people out there that feel the same way. You feel like you have not achieved or accomplished anything until you have the same documentation that someone else has, stating that you are a, you know, associate's, a bachelor's, a master's, or a doctorate. But there are so many creative and talented people out there, brilliant minds and smart. We see it every day, you know, those who are successful now by the world standards, and some of them didn't even go to school. And so it brought me to this thought process this morning of, you know, there's a lot of times where I have felt invisible. But, you know, God always has a way of correcting our thinking when we allow Him to. Because our thinking is flesh, right? Our thinking makes us think less of ourselves. But God's thinking of us, His mind and His heart towards us, always makes us see that we are even greater than what we even know and understand. And so this is what the Father spoke to me, and I want to just say this to you, if you've ever been there or if you're there right now, you are not invisible. Your talents and your gifts and abilities, your skill, the things that you have learned, the growth that you have experienced in your life, you are not invisible. Sometimes it's that the other people are blind. And I want you to catch that. You are not invisible many times it's just that the other person or people are blind. And that can be in many different ways. It could be, you know, the best example that I can use is a horse that has blinders on. That horse has had blinders placed on them by somebody else, right? By the person who is controlling or leading them. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes it's not a positive thing. It can go both ways. But the blinders are there to keep them focused. But there are also times where those blinders can cause us to not see some of the other important things in life. Now, here's something I want you to picture. If a horse has blinders on, and they can only see what is in front of them, they still have a choice to turn their head and see what is to the side of them, or to turn their body and see what is behind them. But because they've had these blinders placed on them and they feel constricted and they don't know that they're able to still do that, that they have the power to turn in a different direction, they stay facing forward the entire time and they miss out on some really great things in life. Now, yes, the blinders are there to help keep us focused and on a straight path. They are there, but they're not necessary at all times in our life. And so when we see that there are some who have had blinders placed on them by somebody else, they have been taught or trained to think a certain way, to see only certain things, to only appreciate or value certain things or certain people, it's a blinder or blinders that have caused them to think that way. And then there are those who have just lost their sight. You know, they can't see past the tip of their nose. They can't see past their own accomplishments. They can't see past the things that they have done in order to celebrate or acknowledge or to show gratitude towards those that are valuable in their life. And this goes in any area of our life, our personal life, in business, in ministry. This is why our heart is so set in our business to teach and to train leaders, business owners, managers, to remember those that are there and to understand their value, to see their value, to recognize it, to acknowledge it, to show gratitude for what those other people are doing to help them grow in their position, in their business, you know, in their company, whether they own the business or not. Other people have been placed there with value, great value, to help them grow in their position. And so we can get caught up sometimes in thinking about only the things that we have done in our own life, the accomplishments that we have made. You know, I would challenge you sometimes to, when someone is talking to you and sharing with you the things that they have done, you know, the excitement that they have of doing something, completing something, accomplishing something, whatever it is, to just sit and listen. Just sit there and listen to them and celebrate them. You know, genuinely celebrate them and not worry about having to insert the comparisons of what you've done, but just genuinely give them a moment to celebrate the things that they've worked so hard to achieve. And remember that you've been there too at some point in your life. There are so many other things that I could share on this subject. Like I said, it's just things that we teach on a daily basis. It's really just all about being a good person, you know, and knowing that you have a wonderful opportunity to be a blessing and to make an impact in somebody else's life, many people's lives. In fact, you know, if you are a manager or a leader, but to understand that we have to be willing to see the other person. We have to be willing to see those people that have been placed there to help you, to help serve with you, alongside you, in whatever it is that you do. We have to see them. We have to take the blinders off. We have to rub our eyes and clear them out from the fog and the haze and you know, the gunk, and see the other person for who they are and understand their value. See their value. But you know, really the topic of today and the title of this episode was, you're not invisible. Sometimes they're just blind. And I guess I just really felt it strong in my heart because I know what that feels like. And I've been through it throughout the majority of my life, you know, feeling that way, in certain positions and certain places that I've been in, but I've just continued to serve the way that God has required me to do. That is part of my purpose. I can't help it. You know, I'm still going to do the things that I do at the best of my ability, whether I feel invisible or not. But there are a lot of people out there that, it hurts. It really does. And I think what really struck my heart today was, as I was reflecting on where my daughters and I are, you know, in our graduation and the support that we've had from my husband in completing these things. I mean, it is a huge celebration for us, but I begin to think about my girls. You know, they are approaching adulthood and have accomplished great things in just in their high school years that we don't really tell very many people about, but they're so humble. And to know that they will be able to walk every single day knowing that they are not invisible. They are so valuable to wherever they go, whatever they choose to do. They know who they are. They know their value and their worth. But there are a lot of people who don't. And we have to begin to understand who we are and how valuable we are wherever we are, because God has given every single one of us a purpose. He's given every one of us a gift and a talent to be used for Him, to be used in helping others, to just be used in our everyday, no matter if it's personal or business. And the more that we walk in our purpose, the more that we become an example for those who don't know how, but somehow will figure it out, because you were bold enough to walk in your own purpose and understand who you are, and not worry about everybody else, but do the things that God has called you to do. So, like I said, I could speak on and on and on about this topic. I don't want this episode to get too long, so I'm going to cut it right here, but I'm pretty sure we will have an opportunity to follow up on this conversation. My heart was just to make sure that I encourage you today, and remember that as you are out there getting ready to do whatever you're doing today, you are not invisible. It's just that other people sometimes may be blind. They just don't see the whole you, the real you, all of you. But they will at some point, someday. But it's not for you to worry about. You just continue to do the things that God has called you to do. Because when other people don't see you, He does. So that is it for me today, you guys. I love you all. I appreciate you always being here to listen. I pray that I have encouraged you today. And I pray for you every day. Every person who listens in, I'm praying for you that God will continue to work in your life and do amazing and great things that He has called you and created you to do. So I love you. Have a wonderful week. Thank you again for joining me on the Expressions of Destiny podcast. And I will talk to you soon. God bless.